Let's get into the garbage. I don't want to take calls.
Answer the phone.
Good morning, John. You're on the Joe and Alex show. You were calling in about what?
Man, your cousin's awesome.
Yes!
Y'all need to do a segment with him.
I agree every day, right? We need to just have the Jeremy segment where he tells us what's going on in the world.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'll leave the show. It'll be Jeremy and Alex.
I'm fine with that.
Nah, you got to stay too.
All right.
Sports is awesome.
I mean, I don't hate him. I don't wish anything. But, like, John, do you have a family member you're just like, I can't take it anymore? That's what I'm at right now. My wit's end.
I got a couple, but I still love them.
All right. Well, good for you, John. You're a better person than me. Hey, thank you, buddy. Haley, last one on this real quick. You actually like my cousin, too. You say I should love him.
Yes, he's hilarious. And I think that he genuinely loves you, and you're just, like, being nonchalant about it. You're like, I don't care.
You bought your wife a juicy hat. You have to love him. That was so
nice. But he also says my wife, he also is like, it's not the only thing that's juicy. And that's kind of like, dude, that's stepping over the line. You know what I mean?
We are Team Jeremy on this show, and all the people listening agree.
Hey, thank you, Haley, for calling in this morning.
Yeah, you have a good day.
Hey, you too. All right, you ready to get into some garbage this morning?
That's right.
Here we go.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Shark Tank's Daymond John did something kind of controversial. He tweeted to R. Kelly that he should off himself, but said, wait until you get sent to prison.
And I decided to go onto Twitter and send him a direct message. I don't really know him. We've seen each other in passing. I think I said something like, please don't take the easy way out and take your life right now. Make amends with the families. Make amends with the survivors. Then go to jail, serve your time, and then take your life.
Savage. So some people are upset about that. I mean, he went on to say in that clip, like, he is a big advocate for mental health and he probably overreacted, but he felt like he had reason to overreact. Like, you know, if you watch the documentary, you have a reason to be upset.
We definitely know where he stands.
Yeah. And he said that he thinks that he's been pouring millions of dollars into covering his tracks for all these years. He says this is the final straw for R. Kelly in his eyes, and he needs to atone one way or the other. Rapper Post Malone tweeted a troubling message on Sunday morning, making fans fear he was not mentally stable. He revealed that he's dealing with issues of his own as well. He said, if y'all are actually my fans and friends and love me and want me to be mentally stable, can y'all please let me live? I'm trying my best here. That's all I can do. No one really knows what he's referring to, but it seems like it had to do with social media. He has had no specific documented mental health issues before in the past. He has usually had a more defiant attitude when it comes to social media haters, so people are kind of worried about him.
He always seems so happy and, like, you know, loving life, so I wonder what it is.
Right. Kevin Spacey showed up in court in Nantucket, Massachusetts yesterday, and he was arraigned in his felony sexual assault case. The actor is facing a charge of indecent assault and battery. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy in a Nantucket restaurant in 2016, and the busboy repeatedly has video proof. Spacey did not enter a plea, but a not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. He was ordered by the judge to have no contact with his accuser. The next hearing in the case is in March, and he does not have to be present for that. The actor didn't answer any reporters' questions as he left the courthouse, but he did get pulled over on the way home. After leaving Reagan National Airport, cops lit him up for speeding. Sources say he got off without a ticket, and the officer let him go with a verbal warning. Okay.
Thank you, officer. I think the cop probably just wanted to pull him over to meet him.
So annoying. I'm like, there are types of privilege in this world, and let me tell you what they are. It is being rich. It is money. It's wealth privilege. That's why you get off on these things. And being famous. After 12 years of being on the air, Big Bang Theory star Kaley Cuoco says the cast is okay with the show ending, but she's sad.
I was laughing. I was like, how are we going to shoot the last episode? I was hoping we're going to pre-shoot a lot of it because I think there are going to be a lot of tears. It's going to be tough. It's been a lot of years, a lot of emotions, and I love our crew. I just love all the people that we're with every day. So everyone is still madly in love with each other. We're all okay with the choice.
I watch a little here and there of Big Bang, but I feel like I need to, like, start getting into it and binge watch it.
I don't like that show. I'm not into
you hate
nerd
crowd
thing.
Laughter.
And I hate crowd laughter.
I don't like nerds.
I don't like feeling like I'm so stupid. The show has to tell me when to laugh. I don't like that. So I've never been able to watch Friends or anything. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, tell us about the bad date, the crazy date, that person that after it was over, or maybe it was a few dates, they just went off the deep end because this woman is now in jail. She went on one date with a guy and It's insane. I think she set a text message record. I'll tell you what she did with it next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.